On a rabbanon, yes, bibi, shein the ivri, of yes, bibi, shein the ivri. Yes, bibi, shu doi to besharim, u b'yoivu, u b'mizu za'o doin, ma she'en kein, ivri, of. It is not true by the ivri, of. The Riyah does not go out with those things. She does not go out with Shonim, Yoivil, or Mises of Og. The Yesh be Riyah Shrey, Riyah Yoyt to be seen by them, but in the character of Nishness, who were father and Oyster about Korfan. And the Riyah, as Simonim, also she can't be in the character of Nishness, and we're probably there about Korfan. Mashain can be, and that does not apply to the Israel. Okay. Our mission says, Mashma, she has everything the Ivri has. Just in addition to that, she goes after Simonim. The price is saying, Mashma, an Ivri has these, and the Ivri doesn't have these. So it's a stero. So I'm going to God. The Braisa is talking about when he made Yehud. And since he made Yehud,
it's like you, it's like you. In other words, there are other cases like you. There's all other cases except for ordinary cases. No.
Means, you're going to Yehud.
So even if just one.
The Braisa is talking about Yehud.
Why doesn't he say this?
That's what it means.
Sorry, like, in the case of you.
Yeah.
Especially with another mission state.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, why does the prices stick it out?
No,
okay.
It's like making it unclear.
Because the Tanam specifically made things unclear. It has that every time the Gemara explains the mission.
Yeah, the mamash out that spiritual.
Okay. In the context of that price, they knew what they were talking about. Right? Before the Gemara had to be written down. That's why we had a need for the Gemara. Because these things became unclear. Same reason why the Mishnah is getting, you know what I mean? All these things. Mishnah is sort of. Okay. Mashkin the village, oh, fine. So don't you yard them? Yard them, sheep, and get the boy. Mouth him, and Lord, you lift the Lord, who's to me. No, Kamash, Mama. So it's saying that the Braisa that says that she. Only as the mother, or let's start with this. The ratio of the Raisim says that she does not have Shonim Yoivil. Mistadim, it's all about when he made years. As if he made years, it's a Kiddushin, and she needs to get to go out. Hi, that's Parshat. Why would I need the Raisim to tell me that? If the Raisim is talking about years of Kiddushin, so of course she doesn't go out with Shonim and Yoivil. There it is, you would have had minutes to start out in Lamibriya, who could go out with these things. Yehud does not take those things away. Those things remain in place. Kamash will know Yehud is a whole new parsha. Now she's Mekudeshus, like in the regular way, and therefore these things do not help her go out. You're going to ask that Misa Sa'adon doesn't let her go out? Is that what you're going to ask? Yeah, that's something else. Yeah. No?
Which?
That's what I thought you were going
to ask. Regular.
Case of years. The Gemara is saying that when the price is said, Yesh be Ivri, Shu Yoyzi be Shonim be Yoyzi be Misa Adin Basha Ein Kein be Ivri.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because that wouldn't be called Misa Adin, that would be called Misa the Baal. Happens to be he's the same person who was the Adin. We don't call that Misa Adin.
The moment it happens,
we don't call that Misa Adin. We call that Misa the Baal. Okay, good.
Yeah,
but
you should be able to
your navigation.
Why are you saying it's kind of trying to get it both ways? This is talking about a case where you want to say, you want to cover the book. You cover when she's not married. Come here. No, that doesn't work. Only case of you.
Only case of you.
So why are you saying it's other at all? It's not other. The cloud. You might think. But that's not true.
You might think.
But you might think. It is, but it's true. She doesn't go away because he's married to this woman. And this doesn't even apply. It's not even.
You know, so it's a good steer on the explanation that she's talking about human. I like what she's saying to them, because the whole notion of the bite is wrong. The moment she's me, I hate it. She's not that my real. According to this, the answer is that the whole relationship's changed. She's now the wife, and so she gets put in. Why is the notion of the missionary or the bride losing my real?
I mean, I'm okay with saying that, but no, now maybe you get to who gets my view done.
Once you is done, right? The relationship's changed.
Right.
No, that's the finish of the bride.
Right. You would think that here's what I'm ever done, here's what you have done, and you might think that these things can apply. The only problem you're raising is that.
Misogyny
is a problem.
Well, that means you're going to have a habit that needs the audience to help. Imagine it doesn't help.
It does help.
1 second, right. What do you mean it doesn't help? It only doesn't help because.
Oh.
That's not his name. His name is Baal.
What if you use the son?
His name is that other. You use Baal's with his son also.
Then you have me.
Very good. So you have to put a fuke in that case also. Yeah, very good. That would fit in very nicely. Positive views with the son. Again, in as much as there's a habamina, the same things were better out before, but then around now, you would think that when her father-in-law dies, it's for the marshmallow not. Okay, good. That's the ratio. Now,
the father-in-law goes out for what?
She goes out for the whole year. Yeah.
No, but the whole habamina is.
That's that. That means that he is right. Not. Right. That means it was that he is not the brand new thing, brand new solution that works like what's been brand.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, it is, but that would be.
Also, I mean, I think Ari and I were discussing like, why would that be? Why not just found regular marriage? Because the truth really is based in her being an omnivore.
Yeah.
Being so much of it, there's no kind of kiddushin.
Yeah.
The whole thing really is it's almost a facet of the problem. So you could have a.
Yeah. If that's true though, and we're talking about years, am I going to be Simone? Why don't you go out and see Simone? But Sefer the Bryson says that she goes up and see Simone.
Yeah.
Maybe he's saying the ratio the Bryson already thought of, that year is a brand new thing, year is a regular condition, and nothing that previously set her out, and you thought that I'm a real, should set her out. So how come this money she goes out? Okay, come on.
But then we have that in regular marriage as well. If she's married before she has, whatever. Once she gets the money, she can. Because the only way she could be married was if her father married.
That's
the only way she
can be
married if she's a
Ketar. That's right.
Now
when you're right.
The money, the rights, she can decide if she
wants to be on it. No. It's only the get she wants to go out. With the bonding thought now, maybe. But by the bonding, if the father wasn't around, and the. And her mother married her off, then she could do meal, she could say, I don't want. But regular Zindor right, so. So, I'll think about this is what they say for the price of meal. In Lodi Yada, if you did it the year, you have to see money, so the safest don't know without you. The safest don't know without you. If she did it the year, she got to see money. So, I just want to say, so how's it come out reading the price? So, usually, you know, when you compare two things, you have to compare them to the same playing field. You can't say this is more than this, and you mean one thing, it is more than this, and you mean something else. The Chayra, the way what the Chayra means is that the Brayza is coming to say is. The Chayra. Yesh Tir, that they have an Ivri, has more ways to go out than her. The Yesh Tir, that she has more ways to go out than the Ivri. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, the Bryce is not saying, okay, you know, here's a list of things that she's more and here's a list of things that he's more. Because if it's a list, then it has to be comparable cases. You can't switch the case in the middle. There's an economic, that's not what the Bryce means. The Bryce is saying what the Bryce means is, I want to show you a situation where the Amir has more ways, and then I want to show you a situation where the Amir has more ways. In a situation of yield, the Amir. In a situation of not yield, the Amir. That's what Gemara is reading the price.
Okay.
It works?
Okay.
Sometimes the older one is the better one.
You've got to learn how to use it.
That's how you have to read the price, according to the Gemara. Okay, now, it says, and every should be sold twice, and an Amir cannot be sold twice. So Vedim goes, Nishan, she can't be sold twice, in the cloud, and every Nimko finish. That implies that every Nimko can be sold twice. But Tanya b'gneva soy v'loy b'chsei loy b'gneva soy v'loy b'zmamoy b'gneva soy k'em v'shem k'pam akal shuv ki at rosh on the mokhoi d'arish not from the word g'neva soy his single g'neva that he's only sold for stealing if when he's chayv in the kefil he can't pay he's not sold for that if he's an etzoymeim even though normally we say an Eitzoymim gets what he tries to give out, he's not sold for that. And then we say, the Gneva Soy, once he's sold once, he cannot be sold again. Give it to the price. So the price is Nashma, that the ship, that the Amiria can't be sold twice, but the Amiria could. And here it says that the Amiria was sold to Gneva Soy, that cost him an Amiria, obviously, cannot be sold twice. So Omer Rav Eloi Kasha, Kam Gneva Achas, Kam B'Shtei Gneva. This is one Geneva, this is two Genevas. What does Rava mean? When it's Geneva Achas, he stole once. But he is not worth the whole Geneva, right? He stole something worth $1,000, he can't pay. But his work, what his strengths are for 6 years, is only worth $500. He's not sold twice. He's not sold for half. And then when he gets out, he sold the other half. But, and that's the Geneva story, he's not sold twice. But our price, which is Nashma, he sold twice, it's about two Genevas. Even if the Amadim Adin only happened after both of them, he stole and then he stole again. And now we didn't catch him till now. And now he's only Adin on both Genevas and he can't pay. Right? And he has to be sold. But him being sold again is only worth one of the Genevas, not the other. So we talk to some twice. We sell him, we paid off one of the Genevas, and then he sold again to pay off the other Genevas. And that's not a problem of a Geneva Soy, because each Geneva is separate tach. This is a Geneva Soy, and this is a Geneva Soy. That's what Rava learns. When it's one Geneva, and you want to sell him twice to make up the whole amount, you can't do that, because that's not... It's two Geneva, even if it's one, I'm on the Badin, then it could be sold twice, one for each Geneva. That's right. I'm going to buy a Geneva, no, the Geneva says it's not Mashma that way. The Geneva says Mashma even more than once. Which means the Bai is saying, if he had one Amad Badin on multiple Genevas, that's all really still counted as Geneva Soy. And he brings Rashi brings Rai from Sukkim, Behema Rabbah, Adoga Shebiyahor. The words, even when a word is written in singular form, it can be inclusive. So Geneva Soy, but he stole. So Abai is saying, if he goes and he has a din Torah on two separate Genevas, then that's also included in the Gzeres HaKos of Geneva Soy. That's also the Pasuk's talking about that case too. So therefore, over there, Abai is saying, he can only be sold once. So what's the case where he can be sold twice? So I'm going to Elo Merbaya, Lekasha Kanba the Mechad Kamish Nebri Odom. When he has a Mother Badin for Odom Echad, he stole twice from this person. And now he has a Mother Badin. And his work is only worth half the amount. It's only worth one Geneva, not the other. Then you can only sell him once. But he sold him to two different people. which means that we view each Amad Badin as two separate Amad Badin because there's two different Bali Dinim that it's coming up against, two different Nigzos, then you can sell them for each one. That's the difference according to Bai. The Bai is saying multiple Ganevas that are included in one Din Torah, that's still called Ganevasa. And if that's still called Ganevasa, it's subject to, there's a custom of Ganevasa. He's going to sell them once. But once he deals with two different people, so that means it's two totally different bodily dinim. This one's bringing the best, and this one's bringing the best. It's two totally separate cases.
Once they're two
totally, well, one second. But once they're two totally separate cases, by definition, because it's two different bodily dinim, then I can split them up and say, here's one gonna be, here's another gonna be, because someone for each one.
What makes the two cases up with two bodily dinim?
Yeah, but because it's two bodily dinim, that's it.
The person steals from someone one day and then comes
one, back and steals his part one and then comes back and steals it in the Mona Lisa on the other. Yeah.
Two cases.
Yeah, but if the Nigzals bring them to Din at one time, then it's considered one. If you had one guy, that's what Rashi said. If you had one single guy, But if you have one single guy, he's talking about other laws from other countries. I'm not talking about the Gemara.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Paying back.
And
it's not the punitive part of it. I want you to stop thinking. It's not the punitive part of it. This is the payback side.
All right.
One guy, you owe me some amount of
money. Maybe that you hear more. That you hear better.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So then I'm happy. No, but not, but, one second, but this Rashi says, but if, even by one guy, they had it in, right, and then he was sold, and then he sold that same guy again, then certainly that would also be called two separate cases. He could sell them twice in that case. It doesn't mean because it happened to the same guy. Right. That, in that case, that same guy is no worse than two different guys.
Especially if a person steals multiple times
from
one person, that's called
what? If it's one Amad Badin, that's called that he's being sold the Gneva Soy. So how many times can he be sold the Gneva Soy? Once.
Like one action.
He can only be sold once per
Gneva. Now, Bai is saying the word Gneva could include more than one Gneva. If it's one Amad Badin with one guy. But Mela, it would be. Right.
Mela. Like before the Amad Badin, one guy brings himself.
Yeah, right.
On all the stuff.
That's right. So that's all Nichla on the word Gneva, and therefore that's all subject to the Din that's going to be sold once. But Jacob and his two different people, his Gneva is separate. Or if it's the same guy, but two totally different cases, he already got sold for that one, and then he stole again, then it's separate. And therefore, each Gneva can be judged separately, and then we could say... Gneva story means Gneva Shalom. It's only be sold that Gneva. That Gneva, by his saying, that's what Rabbi meant with the words Tuva Mashma. Gneva could also include more than one Gneva. But it cannot include more than one... That's a buy, okay? Rava learned not that way. Rava learned, again, what was Rava? Yeah. Rava said, Lord Kasho, Kam Geneva Kas, Kam Mishne Geneva. Rava said not that way. Rava said,
that guy.
What Tuvi wanted to do is say, like Rabbi said, even for that guy, two separate Gnevas is two separate Gnevas. I don't care
even if it's one.
Yes, that's Rabbi holds. And therefore, I can sell him twice. I can sell him for that one and for that one. When can't you sell him twice according to Rabbi? When can't you? When it's one Gneva. And that one Gneva, he can't pay for with one being sold once. He's not worth that much money. That case you can only sell once, not twice. That's Robin's distinction. Yeah, okay, let's make it clear. Let's make it clear. According to Rava, if it's stole once and he doesn't have enough to pay, and being sold for, is not enough to pay, you cannot sell him twice. If he stole twice, even if it's one guy, even if it's one mother did, you can talk to sell him twice. The buyer says no. Even in that case, you cannot sell him twice because that's nichlal and gnev al shoy. The only time you can sell him twice is two tzuvos that he didn't, or if it's in Balbin, but it's totally a separate case. Yeah. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Then the price does like this. Gnev al elot. What he stole was worth 1,000. The shot of chamish meos. And he was worth 500. Nimkor b'choyz of a nimkor. So you can sell him. And then sell them again. Gneva Chamish Meis, or Shava Elef, if he's worth more than the Gneva, ain't a Nimka. He's not sold.
There's no, in other words, there's no concept of selling for less than 6 years.
Right.
Every sale is not like
right.
A
class, that's all the mechanism of someone. Right. Yeah, we'll see the Rebbe Yadoy there. Ima yo Geneva can make him card in live and in the Mai Schnog and Neva Chobish Meyers and Shavah Elev. The Ain Nimkar, the Nimka Kulay Marachman of the Chetzo. Hakanam and Nimka Geneva Soy Marachman of the Nimka Machati Geneva Soy. What Rav is saying? The Chinab was Rabbanan. Has a stronger sword than the Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rabbanan are being mechalik. The Rabbanan is saying, to sell you fat, to pay for half the Geneva and then to sell you again, that will do. But if you're worth more than the Geneva, we're not going to sell half of you. Rabbanan says, either way we're not going to sell you. The only time I'm going to sell you is if you're worth the Geneva. If you're worth less or more, we're not going to sell you. The Rabbanan says, the Chinab believes the Rabbanan because just like even the Rabbanan have to be moida, that we can only sell you and not half of you. Who I did because it says Nimka Kulo and not Chetzel. Who I did it says Nimka Kneva Soy and not Chatzi Kneva. I don't see the Chilim do those two things, Rabbi says. And that would be like a Bliad Yeshit.
Yeah. There never was an evidence.
What's that? Huh?
So there never was an evidence.
Why? Well, never that amount.
Good time to have any, we'll make sure of it.
Yeah. Except that we don't pass one for yet. Good. Oh, so Frank Tyson is this is the kasha everybody is wondering about. Frank Tyson, the kasha. Tyson starts by quoting Rashi's chat. Kam v'nev achas, kam v'shnei g'nevois. Sheet is rubber. Sheet is a bio. Right? That's Rashi. Fractoris is a caution. A caution I should feel because never akas ain't a choiser of a nimkar. But never akas, you don't get sold again. So, hello, I said, look at Rabban, but look at the other. Here we have a big problem. The Geneva akas, we will not sell you twice. Now, that's true according to Rava. That's for sure true according to Bayer. I mean, right? Bayer is. Rava held, the Geneva akas, we can't sell you twice. Shnei Genevas we will. If I hold, even Shnei Genevas we won't twice if it's one I'm under the din. So a couple of times you give the rubber that when it's Geneva Akash we won't sell it twice. So sure. So both rubbers.
I was telling you, if I maybe consider
it
in. Can you put
it in anybody? Probably not. He's saying a bit of Chiddush to rubber. He's saying a bit of Chiddush to rubber. But Abai came to Abai came to expand the din or that you could only be sold once, not twice. Rav says one Geneva, we cannot tell you twice. Abai says even two Genevas, we cannot tell you twice, which one of us within.
Certainly one Geneva,
Abai is going to tell you twice. Right. Rav is talking about one person, one Geneva. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Taisa's asking, both of my and Rav. Because, Masha, Pirish, that which Rashi explained, the Geneva Akas, what does the Geneva Akas mean? It's kosher. Why? The law also can look at the button like a leather. But it doesn't go not like their button, like not like a blazer. Now, 1 second, is that true?
No.
It doesn't go like a button, and it is not going to go like a button or a blazer. Let's see. The ha. The dove is coming from my tongue of a button, how you get it? The shrub ain't mayas. Nimka v'chayidim and Nimka. So the Rabbanon, clearly we see that Abayin Rava did not fit according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said clearly, Nimka v'chayidim and Nimka. Not like Abayin Rava. What about Rabbi Yehuda? So I would say that Rabbi Yehuda does look like it. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you can't sell it. I wouldn't have asked like that. Place is asking both from the Rabbanon and the Rabbi Yehuda. What's wrong with the Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't sell it. Right. Very good, Rabbi Yehuda, no? So Tzaddik says no.
Wait, how does it take you so? Oh, the Rabbi just said he has to be thinking that.
No. That's what they're doing. The blazer says you cannot be sold twice for one guinea.
Why? What's the connection?
It's a case where he's not worth what he sold.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of whether
you can't sell him twice.
That's
very good. It's very good to go to the bank. Oh, so one second. I'm just trying to explain why Tyson had to speak on more to ask for a blazer and he had to speak out to ask for a bonus. That's the best Tyson does, Tyson.
Yeah.
My cash in the button is obvious. Right? So Bashov Kamar Don Rabban Hoy the neighbor El Bashova Mayos and Nimka because of Nimka. Speaking out first.
Yeah.
And you should know, in case you thought like I just said, that according to Bliazer they are good, Abayin Rava. No. Even like a Bliazer Shver. Why? The EU call my Mayu the neighbor can I get him call Nimkum in Lavin Nimka clown. Mash Mafi the Bamaka in a Nimka. Even once he's not sold. So Abayin Rava don't put it on to either one because what's the machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer in a case of Geneva Achas? Rabbanan said he's only worth half the Geneva, but Rabbanan says sell him twice, so Rabbanan says don't sell him at all. Both Abayin Rava would have said sell him once, but they're not like either Tana. So because of this kasha, Tosfos has learned the Gemara completely fakir from Rashi. He totally argues the Rashi shot in the Gemara because it can be. The kach Jewish read like this, totally different pshat. Kach v'gneva achas means nimkor v'choyzev nimkor ad yishalim kol ha-gneva. It doesn't mean he only sold one v'gneva achas paker. It means you sold as many times as we need to in order to be mashlim the gneva. The nimkor v'gneva soy mashma. Shenimkar kamet ba'amim at Yerushalim kol geneva soy. Totally different drasha. Until now, we put the drasha geneva soy meant only once. So what it means, the drasha geneva soy means be mashlum the geneva. However many times it takes. Aval b'shtei genevoi, but by two genevoi, lo yamokar l'pam akha. Fakir, by two genevoi, where he is worth one of them. He's worth the first Geneva. He's not worth the second Geneva. In that case, you only sell him one. That's what Rava was saying.
I'm a
Rava Lukash. What do you mean? Can't be Geneva because you can sell him more than one because you need to be mashlim a whole Geneva. Can't be Shnei Geneva, you cannot sell him more than one because since he is Shoveh, the first Geneva, you have no right to sell him for the second Geneva. That's what Rava said. So if I ask the Rava, I'm going to have a soy to my mashma. Hey, the God of the God of the Lord, I'm going to have a soy. Aim at the Nimka, I'm going to have a soy. So if I ask, no. If he stole more than one from the same person, had one of them in, that's the Bayan, it's also called the Geneva soy. Meaning, in that case also, I should say, sell him as many times as you need to be mashma, the Geneva. What's the Geneva? All the Geneva that are included in this, how about the Bedin? That's what Bai say. Umishani, and therefore Bai learns, they are the man because the Gonim, because the Gonim, I saw them at Smoi, and he has one, how about the Bedin at the end, and the Konami Bai agrees, Nim Karachi, Shalom, Lord, call the Geneva. Sell him till he's worth, till he can pay it all off. Then the Shabbat, the Geneva also. He's not sold twice. Once he is worth one Geneva, you do not sell him again. Yeah, it's completely fucked up. The whole judge of Geneva Soy. Until now, the judge of Geneva Soy meant only sell him once. Now, the judge of Geneva Soy means sell him as many times as you need to in order to shove it a Geneva. The question is, what's both a Geneva? The Rabbi says a Geneva means one Geneva. sell them as many times as you want, and they'll be lashing the gaver. That's all, like who? Like their bottom cheaper. Like their bottom. Just when he has more than one geneva, and now he's having a mother within, so that's, so there we don't say you sell them as many times as you want in order to equal all the genevas. Because you only have a right to sell them to equal one geneva. So if we had two genevas on the docket, and one was 500, the other one was 500, and he's only worth 500, we're only going to sell him once, that's what Rabbi said. Just to buy a name. That whole court case is called one geneva. And therefore you're still going to sell him twice. When won't you sell him twice? But it's two different court cases. Because then, once he's showing one geneva, you have no right to sell him for the other. Once he's showing that one geneva, you have no right to sell him for the other.
According to Robert, it's worth less than
the curse. Why not? What?
According to Robert, can you see the sum is worth less than the
but in which case? No, it's worth more. It could be enough to sell him at all. You don't have to worry. Go on like they're above. This is one aspect of the halacha. The aspect of the halacha, the gabi, cleared payment for geneva, that you get sold for it. If you did it for two people, one bomb, only to sell it, and your value was only worth one of them, one of those geneva, you only sold one. You're right, I don't know. It's
you're saying it happened at the same time.
Like
you're adding
a different... I mean, I'm assuming that Tosis doesn't... Because I'll tell you why. I'm assuming Tosis doesn't mean, you know, at, when he was 20 years old, he stole, yeah. And he got sold for it, and then when he's 50, it happens again, and... The Chayyim doesn't mean that. The Chayyim means, but it's in front of us now. It's in front of us now because of the difference of cause of getting by sight. That's what we have to do. You're right. The other guy, who gets it, the details you have to work out. But the thing, again, it doesn't, about the, it's still kind of debate the other one. Not, it doesn't fall into the law because it's even sold.
We use the
there'd be a lot of details that need to be worked out.
One second.
So look at the now the Gra says that the Gra says Harambam and the Gra says Hamechilta according to the Rabban and the Braisa is Geneve Elev Shomim Mechamish Meis. Nimkar, the Eloi Choizim and Nimkar.
Which is just like.
The David Kavish marriage of Sharel of Eloi Nimkar. Cloud. Let them marry, it might get them a couple of things. So, according to that, we're beating the price, huh? So this is interesting. So, the God says he gives them the Choinim. So listen to this. The Rambam has this here, sir. And the Magen Mishnah says on the Rambam, Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says, I didn't play with it all. He says the Rambam passed it like the Rabbanon. Yeah? And the Magen Mishnah says, the Abba Fisha Omer Rava Zachinu, Loy Omer Dorchi Paschina. The Magen Mishnah is bothered. Why does the Rambam pass like the Rabbanon? If Rava himself says over here, Zochinu Rav Riaz is Rabban.
possibility to become a Puma.
So, the Magen Mishnah says, even though there's a chinur, we didn't say paskino. I mean, the Magen Mishnah was bothered. The Rambam should have said that the Rambam says the chinur was a rabban. The Rambam is telling you that he holds the sword of possession more than a rabban. The Magen Mishnah is saying, yeah, Rambam said that, but he never said that we passed him that way. He just said that it's a sword to say that way. So that was not enough for the Rambam to go after him. So the Rambam passed him to a rabban. The thing, according to this, is very good. And if the Rambam, had this gift, in the Rabbanon, we understand very well why the Rambam passed him like the Rabbanon. Because according to this gift in the Rabbanon, if the Rambam held, like she's Rashi in the Gemara, yeah, then it comes out that both the Baya and Rav hold like the Rabbanon. They're all like a Bliyas. In a Ganami, Rav says later on, the Chinuah was the Rabbanon. But in his Shita, he's not holding like that. His Shita is holding like the Rabbanon themselves.
Yeah.
Man, that's very good, but the Rambam passed him that. I'm just saying, in as much, you can say the Rambam passed like the Rabbanon because Rabbi Yehoshua is Nas Yochid. I'm just saying, in as much that the Magen Mishnah himself was bothered by the Lashon of Zechinu, it comes up with you, we see this whole Mahalich of the same person, very good shmash. Because if you hold of the Yerza, of Enoi, that's what the Rambam but that's what the Rambam passed. You only sell them once, not a second time. That's who the course. That's who the Bayan Rabba holds. It makes perfect sense, but the Rabba would want to pass him like that, and not like the other. The sheep is the Bayan Rabba, his mom is saying that. Yeah.
Even though it's Rabba that's saying
it. Yeah, even though it's Rabba who's saying that Chino was never run on. The Magma just says, so the Rabba held, that's not enough of a ride. According to this, it's even more geschmack. The Bayan is not enough of a ride. But if you have this over here, so which the Kurd Rambam had, because the Rambam passed him that way, so it comes out that the Bayan Rabba both hold like Rabbanan Shita, not a Blazer Shita. Then you sell him once, not twice. So many of them give shots to the Rambam. Okay, now we're going to invite everybody. We're going to have Seder time now, from these two dots until...